Hello, hello. My name is Olivia Krizak, and today is the first ever episode of Club Talk. So this is the podcast where we simply talk about clubs at the College of New Jersey. Today, I'm here with the president of TCNJ Lions Gaming, Sean Cardone. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How have you been doing?
As good as you can be doing during these crazy times.
So, it's true.
Yeah. So I'm super excited to start this podcast, and I'm super excited to have you on the first episode. So hopefully we have a pretty good conversation today.
I think we will. And, you know, obviously thank you for having me. You know,
yeah, of course.
You know, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess we'll jump right into it. Simply just tell me about the club. Like, what do you guys do? What are the meetings like? Everything like that.
All right. Yeah. So we are TCNJ Lions Gaming. We are a gaming club on campus. We were originally the competitive gaming club. So the CGC, for anyone who maybe know us by that name. But we have since rebranded as of 2 years ago, I think it was. Yeah, 2 years ago now. We rebranded as Lions Gaming. And our goal is to kind of combine all the gaming communities on campus together, you know, under, you know, one roof. So we have, you know, anyone who has any interest in gaming, you know, can come to our club meetings and, you know, kind of join our community and, you know, really feel welcome and, you know, have a place on campus to, you know, be themselves. I've been meeting, this club has been around longer than, you know, I've been at TCNJ, you know, just because of the history. But, you know, we do a lot of different things. So we have our weekly meetings where we do, it's more community-based stuff. So like little fun, different events. But then we also have, you know, more competitive stuff where we have different teams that actually compete on behalf of TCNJ as a club sport. And they compete. And we also host our own tournaments and all this other really, really cool stuff, you know, that we're always doing. So,
yeah, that sounds awesome. You guys rebranded, you said, 2 years ago, right? Is it just to sort of include everyone, make it a little more casual instead of just competitive?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it was. So, okay. We were at one of the fall, like, I forget what they're called, the fall, like, club things where like all the clubs are there, you know.
Oh, the involvement fair.
Yes, the involvement fair.
Yeah,
yes,
there you
go. So we were actually there at one of them, and it was I was the vice president at the time, or the co-vice president at the time, with the other vice president, and we were there as the competitive gaming club, and we had a lot of people come up to us and were like, yeah, you know, I'm really interested, but I'm not really competitive. I just kind of play, like, you know, casually, like, you know, Mario or Legend of Zelda and like all these other games that aren't really competitive. Mm-hmm. And they were like, do you know of any clubs on campus that do that? And we were like, well, we kind of do that. You know, we're trying to kind of be expand more into that area. Because prior to that, we were competitive because the school initially didn't want just a gaming club. Mm-hmm. They weren't really a fan of that idea. So they're like, okay, well, if you're competitive, then, you know, we could do something with that. So that's what we went with. And, you know, once we heard about that, we also had other people coming up like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking of starting a club where it's more casually based. And we're like, we didn't want to tell them no.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want to say like, oh, don't start your own club. But it was something that we were trying to move into. We're like, oh, well, we kind of do that. So, you know, there's some conflict there. But, you know, so it was just, it was a long time coming to rebrand and, you know, go as Lions Gaming. So,
yeah. That's really cool, though. I think, you know, to get the casual gamers in there would be, like, great, because I can totally understand sort of the dauntingness, I guess, of an only competitive gaming club. You know, you want to go in for, you know, just to play a game with your friends, but a certain club is only competitive. You have to be on a team. You have to go compete. So that's, I think that's pretty smart to be casual and competitive at the same time. You get the best of both worlds.
It was funny because when we had, right after we had rebranded, it was over the summer. It was like the first summer we had rebranded, and we were talking about, it was me and the e-board, and we were talking about like, okay, you know, we can kind of go down two routes here where we can try to be, you know, more into esports and, you know, more competitive, and try to become a club sport, or should we try to be more casual and cater to our casual crowd, you know, because CCNJ wasn't really showing an interest in the club, at the time. And then about 2 weeks after we had that conversation, we were like, you know, let's just go casual. You know, that's what people like and blah, 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 blah. we got an email from Sean Dean, who is he's one of the guys that is kind of running club sports, and he communicates with all the different club sports. And he reached out to us and was like, hey, you know, we know that esports is getting very, very popular right now, you know, with the launch of the Overwatch League and a bunch of different leagues that were going on. And he was like, we want to, you know, kind of bring that to CCNJ. And we heard of you guys and we wanted to have a conversation with you. So that kind of pushed us into like, you know, maybe we'll go down both routes and, you know, have like a competitive and a community based side. So.
Yeah, that's really cool, I think, to have both of those. So since we're talking about competitions, I was looking into, you know, your Twitter and all your social media, and I saw that you guys were a part of a tournament, I think, right? Hosted by Anbox Spring Rally.
Yeah.
Excuse me if I'm getting anything wrong. I don't play games all that often.
No, you're actually completely right in this.
Okay, great.
So Spring Rally is a tournament series that is hosted by Anbox, and to give some background as to what both of those are. So Anbox is the parent company of New York Excelsior and the New York Subliners, which are both the New York Excelsior are a Overwatch League team, and the New York Subliners are a Call of Duty League team. And to kind of explain what those are for anyone who may be listening and doesn't really know, for a while esports has had these different leagues that were kind of unofficial. Some game companies actually do sponsor their games and their leagues, like Riot Games sponsors League of Legends, and they have a huge tournament for that, and Valve with Dota 2. And the Overwatch and Call of Duty leagues are both public. Those two games are published by Blizzard, which is that game's publisher. And they went ahead and made these two leagues because they have been around for a while. People are doing leagues for it, and they were like, we want to make it more official and more like a traditional sport. So they had city-based teams, like I said, New York Excelsior and the New York Subliners, and there are teams all around the world, like in Paris and London, and a bunch of teams in China as well, literally all over the world. So that's kind of the background to those two teams and background to who Anbox is, because they're the parent company to those teams. And Spring Rally was basically a tournament that their community manager, I believe is his title, at Anbox. I don't know if it was his idea or whose idea it was, but he was one of the driving forces behind it. They wanted to kind of highlight the collegiate scene around New York and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, kind of in the tri-state area. And it was launched last year and included a bunch of different colleges like Rutgers, NJIT. We were included and invited to it. And it's basically a tournament series for Overwatch and Call of Duty for the schools to showcase their teams and to compete for a prize of $10,000, I believe is what it is right now. And then they also have the chance to have a training session / coaching session with some of the professional players.
Oh, nice.
So that's what Spring Rally is. Yeah. And actually, the voting for that ended yesterday or 2 days ago. And how that tournament works is you can either get voted in or you have to compete to get into the bracket. And we were voted in.
Oh, nice.
So we got invited to that. So that's pretty cool. It's 2 years in a row now that we were voted in. So very happy about that.
Yeah, congratulations. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to do now with that? Are you going to, I'm assuming you guys are going to go out and compete. I mean, go out. It's, you know, you can't really go out.
Yeah. So right now what happens after that is we only have an Overwatch team as of right now, so that's the only game we entered for, and they will be competing, at least at the time of us recording this, they compete tomorrow
Soon.
In their first match, so we'll see how they do. You know, there are definitely some really good teams, and you know, we're hoping that we can go pretty far, but you know, if we're basing on last year, we didn't get too far, which is unfortunate, but also we didn't really like have the players that we do now. I think the players we have now are a lot better. You know, they trained a lot, so I think they're going to do great, and you know, we'll see how they do. But and hopefully we'll make it really far and hopefully win that 10 grand, you know.
Yeah, that's a nice prize. Nice chunk of money over there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, good luck with that. I hope you guys also make it far. Getting that $10,000 would be fantastic.
Oh yeah, it would.
Yeah, definitely. But also, just I guess on the topic of competitions and tournaments, have you guys, like, do you want to talk about any other types of tournaments you guys have been in, you know, recently or even in the past or anything like that?
Yeah, so we do have a bunch of different teams that do compete in a bunch of different series. So, for instance, there's another organization called TESPA that hosts a tournament series for different games like League of Legends and Rocket League and whatnot. We have teams in both of those games as well. So we've competed for them. We've competed with another one called C-Star League. They host tournaments, and we've competed in those leagues as well. So we have competed in a bunch of different tournaments, and we also do host our own tournaments as well. So one of the biggest ones that we have hosted was for Super Smash Bros.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we hosted a tournament that was called King, and that was our flagship event. The school really – we were lucky enough to that the school funded us for it. Because it was – I think the number – I'm sure they won't be mad if I talk about this, but, like, I think the number was about 18 to 20 grand was the total cost of the tournament. So we were funded for that. And had a lot of top players fly out for it for Super Smash Bros. Melee. Had a lot of top players in New Jersey come out for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. So yeah, we host our own tournaments, and we also do compete in a good amount of them as well.
That's cool. Yeah. Awesome. So that's, yeah, pretty interesting. Very interesting. the tournaments, like, that's crazy, you know, having these top players come out, like, fly to TCNJ. You think of TCNJ and it's such a small school, but then you have, like, these huge players coming to, you know, compete in a tournament you guys are hosting. That's really awesome.
It's really interesting because, you know, I do want to preface this by saying, like, I wasn't the one who was the main driving force behind that. There's another guy, Ryan Strankowski, who is the former president. He was kind of the driving force behind that. It ended up being his senior thesis, which was really cool.
Oh, cool.
But, like, it was something that, you know, we had been building up for a long time and wanted to do. And we finally kind of had, like, the pull of, like, all right, hey, we're, you know, on the verge of being a club sport. We have so many people just within the school that really like, you know, what we do. We have a lot of connections outside of the school, like, for instance, with TESPA and Anbox and, you know, all these different companies and whatnot that we were like, we could really do this, you know. And that was kind of like, it was kind of the driving force where we're like, it's something that we would hope happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, years ago we were like, you know, yeah, it'd be cool if it happened, but, you know, we don't know if it actually will. But
yeah, it's like a dream now, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were very proud of that. And, like, yeah, a lot of people see TCNJ as like a small school, you know, but I've talked with people, you know, in the gaming industry and esports and whatnot, and they're like, you know, Rutgers right now is like the top dog in mm-hmm. New Jersey, at least yeah. for like their scale of events and whatnot. But a lot of people are like, TCNJ, you guys are like, you guys are not too far behind them, you know.
Right.
We're very proud that people see us like that. Like, what was it? Our community director went to PAX East
mm-hmm.
and was talking with some industry people up there. And she had mentioned King, which was the tournament. And some of the industry professionals were like, oh, wait, you guys were the ones that did King? I heard so much about that. And we were like,
oh, wow.
We had that far of a reach, and it was really cool, you know.
That's really cool, yeah. So
yeah.
That's cool. Very impressive. So, you know, I was looking – when I was, you know, coming up with questions and everything, I saw that you guys – I had a link, I guess, on your Twitter account to a series on your YouTube called Saturday Night Lions. So I watched a couple of videos, and they were pretty funny. I liked them. Very entertaining. I just want to ask you about that. Like, what, you know, how did that come about? Whose idea was this, you know? Like,
yeah, so that was – so what we wanted to do – this is – when I became president of the club, one of the things I wanted to do was I kind of looked at it and I was like, yeah, you know, we're doing a lot of really cool, you know, in-person stuff, but our online presence isn't nearly what I want it to be. So I tasked our production or our creative director with like, hey, you know, we really want to build this up. And, you know, obviously I was going to be involved with it, but I, you know, it was kind of her job to be, you know, managing the YouTube and all of our social media and whatnot. And I was like, I really want something that, you know, we kind of are posting a lot so we can build up our online presence and, you know, kind of get away from our old identity of just being competitive. Mm-hmm. Because prior to that, our YouTube, I mean, it still is, but it was full of just Super Smash Bros. Content, which there's nothing wrong with that. But that's really the only thing people knew us for online was, you know, Super Smash Bros. And we want to not abandon that, but definitely make that like a, hey, yeah, we do it, but we also do all this other really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was her idea to do Saturday Night Lions. And, you know, the basic idea behind it was a bunch of different skits that we would do with members of our e-board and, you know, with our club and whatnot. So that was the driving, that was kind of the driving force behind that. And, you know, ever since we launched that, I've been very happy with, you know, the stuff we've been putting out. The only one I really don't like is me getting my legs waxed, because that,
yeah,
really,
I saw that one.
Yeah, that
it didn't
sucked.
Look fun.
It wasn't. It's funny because, like, I actually showed that to my parents.
Nice.
And because I told them about, you know, like, that was one of our goals for a charity event we did called Queen, where if we hit, I think the goal for that was if we had hit $800 raised, I would get my legs waxed. We ended up raising $1,200 some odd, I think. Nice. 207. And when I was showing them that video, they were like, oh, you know, that's really, like, you know, it was cool and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and they noticed in the background, you know, one of the guys was holding a boom microphone, like one of those. And they're like, wait, was that like a whole production thing? I'm like, yeah, mom, that was like 2 hours worth of filming that they cut down into 5 minutes.
Wow.
Like, oh my God, real? I'm like, yeah. Wow. So, you know.
Yeah.
That was a fun time, I guess.
Yeah. I was about to say, it looks like it was fun for everyone else, except for you laying down on that table.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. There was a lot of stuff that had to be cut out because of how much it sucked. But they did a really good job of kind of conveying, you know, mm-hmm. what was going on. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That was pretty funny. All the other videos are pretty good. I know there's only a couple, which was going to be my next question is, I know you guys had to cut it short since we're all home now. We can't really, you know, be together. So I'm going to assume yes, but are you guys planning to keep going with this thing, with this series in the future? Do you want, you know, future members to keep it going? You know, just, I guess, any future plans for the series itself?
Yeah, so we definitely do anticipate, you know, to keep the series going. As of right now, you know, it's kind of tough, but one thing we have been doing a little bit more was more community-based stuff and like streaming on our on the club's Twitch channel. So it is something we want to keep doing. And there are a couple of video ideas that, you know, still need to happen, but mm-hmm. just given the circumstances, we can't film them because we need to go out to like certain places to do it.
Yeah.
So there's that. And yeah, I do anticipate the people in the club to continue it. That was kind of the goal for the club is like, you know, what we want to do is, you know, we want to do all these really cool things and, you know, also give the option, you know, for people in the future to be like, you know, hey, if people are enjoying it, we'll keep doing it. And then also give them the freedom to come up with their own ideas and, you know, kind of do that. Because right now, you know, we started out with, we didn't start out with a whole lot of like, I call them staff because they're not technically on e-board. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have a whole lot. And this year we have grown it so, so much to where it was like at the end of last year, I think we had maybe 15 people. And now we're at, I think like 35 or something like that.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Like between like, you know, our production committee, our finance committee, operations, community and events, like we have so many different people that, you know, are super excited about, you know, what we're doing, and we want to make sure that they can continue to be excited about it, you know, by doing the things that they want to do with the club.
Yeah, you know? So yeah, that's interesting. That's, of course, you would, you know, you would want people, if something's doing well, you want the future members to keep it going, because then that brings more members and more, you know, I guess, eyes on to your club. But then, you know, they also need the freedom to, you know, if they want to get rid of it, they can get rid of it. If they want to have their own idea, you know, implement their own ideas, yeah, things like that.
Exactly. That was kind of something like, I mean, it's happened in the past where, you know, when I came in, there were some things I was just like, I don't think it's worth us, you know, doing this anymore. Like, for instance, one of the things that we were known for was Super Smash Bros. Melee. We had a very strong Melee community, and like, I noticed, you know, when we were running tournaments for it, not a whole lot of people were showing up. So I'm like, you know, is it worth all this time to put in so much effort? Obviously, I don't want to abandon it completely. You know, we still do host some tournaments that feature Melee, but, you know, it came time where I was like, you know, this isn't really what the club is anymore. You know, so maybe we can put this on the back burner and, you know, do other things that will really benefit the club and get us, you know, more vision, I guess you could say, throughout the school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, you know, whatever plans you have for the future. And that's another question I was going to have. I guess you answered it a little bit already, but do you have any specific goals or plans for the club as a whole as a future? I mean, if it's basically the same answer as what you just said, then of course you don't really have to go that deep into it. But I was just thinking, you know, any plans from when you get back, hopefully this semester from quarantine, or just even farther into the future. So,
yeah, I mean, in the future, like what we, our goal right now is, you know, we obviously want to gain a lot more members and kind of gain a lot more support for gaming on campus, just because, you know, it wasn't very big. And I feel like we've done a very good job in kind of bringing that to light, you know, like what the community is really like. But one of our main things we really want to do is we've been working with Sean Dean and a bunch of other people, you know, kind of higher up in the school to, you know, really drive home the fact that esports is a huge thing, you know, and like our teams and whatnot. So we're hoping, you know, one of our goals is to, you know, become varsity, you know, and actually have like varsity teams for esports and whatnot. And also, you know, get like a little LAN center going so that our teams can obviously practice, but also, you know, people on campus can come and play as well and kind of, you know, experience what gaming is like, because not everyone in our club has, you know, a decent computer that can run games on it. You know, so that those are like two of our smaller goals. And, you know, we obviously want to build up and, you know, get a lot more teams in a bunch of different games and, you know, continue to grow. So those are, I guess that's like the summary of what our goals are, goals are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, cool. I hope you achieve those goals, of course, to get your, you know, your name out there more. And I mean, that's a very good point. You know, some people don't have, you know, the systems or the computers or anything to run the games that they want to play. So I think that would be a fantastic thing to have a place on campus where people can go and, you know, play the games they want that they can't play at home or they can't play, you know, in their dorm for some reason. So that's really, yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, like there's a lot of schools now that are also kind of starting to do it as well. Like, I know Rutgers is currently building a LAN center. I think it was Rowan had theirs sponsored by another company called Nerd Street Gamers. I think that was Rowan that had that. And they're building a LAN center. And there are, and you know, TCNJ is kind of seeing like, oh, hey, like this is really becoming a thing. And, you know, we want to, you know, get on top of it as soon as we can. So I'm very happy that we're able to do this because, you know, you said it and as well, like if people don't have the systems, and you know, it's a good thing to have them, you know, good thing to give them somewhere that they can go and play, you know? So.
Yeah, definitely. So just really quick, you said LAN center. Is that basically just what it is? Like, I guess a room or a place where all these systems would be? I don't know. Like,
yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. So LAN center is literally like, where, all the systems and, you know, consoles and whatnot would be that people can go and play. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. I just want to clarify.
Yeah,
you know, make sure I wasn't missing anything. But so I guess just a pretty, I hope this is an easy question for you, but what's your favorite thing about the club?
I guess I would say like our community that we built up would definitely be it.
Yeah.
Like we, in reality, we really are nothing without our community, you know, and they are the driving force behind the club, because everything we do, you know, we're doing for them, and obviously we have a passion for it as well. But like, you know, that tournament king, you know, that wouldn't have happened unless, you know, our community was passionate about Smash and, you know, passionate about what we were doing. And same thing with our like general meetings and like the little other events that we do. Like we worked with Recreate Your Night, and we did like IRL gaming events where it was like, you know, we set up like a little Mario Kart course,
that's,
you know,
cute.
But then also had like a Mario Kart tournament happening on the side. So it was like, you know, everything we're doing, we are doing for them. And, you know, we hope that they're enjoying it. So that's definitely my favorite thing about the club, is that they are passionate about what we're doing and really supportive of us. You know, even in this time, you know, they are asking us like, hey, you know, when's the next thing going to happen? And we're like, we're trying to, you know, we're trying our best to make stuff happen, you know, given our restrictions. So
yeah,
that would definitely be one of my favorite things about the club, is just how passionate our community is and just our community in general.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. But so obviously people are passionate about it. Obviously people, you know, in the club want things to happen. So how is that going? I know it's a little bit tough right now. We're all pretty separate. Are you guys still doing any type of meetings, any type of events? Like, what's going on?
So we aren't doing any meetings as of right now, just because, you know, we want people to kind of, you know, do their thing and, you know, enjoy gaming for what it is, so they can have more free time to do it. But what we have been doing is a lot more community-based stuff. So like recently we launched like a movie night that we do every week. So last week they watched Sonic the Hedgehog,
oh, nice.
The new movie. So they watched that within our Discord. We also did, we have a bunch of different goals and whatnot for our voting, which we were lucky enough to hit, where we're going to be bringing out a Minecraft server, you know, for our community members who like to play Minecraft. So they have a official TCNJ server that they can play on. We're also doing an online Smash tournament. I think we hit that goal, so that's going to be happening. And you know, I've also been looking into doing like other Mario Kart tournaments, because those can happen online pretty easily. So you know, we'll probably bring those about as well. But that's kind of what we've been doing, just, you know, trying to do different things where everyone in the community has something, you know, to do.
Yeah,
you know, just because we can't meet up in person, so
yeah,
it's tough, but
yeah,
it's working out so far, you know.
That's good. Yeah, I know a lot of different clubs are trying to implement, you know, I see a lot of clubs doing the movie nights, which I think is probably one of, like, it's a really easy thing to do online, and you can get, you know, people all together. So even if it's, you know, not gaming related, it's great that you're still getting, you know, the, like, the club members together to do something together, because it would just, it would really suck if you sort of, like, if any club, not just you guys, obviously, but if you sort of just, like, gave up during this time, you know.
So yeah, that was one thing we really didn't want to do, because, you know, we had done so much work and, you know, up leading before all this happened, you know, we had done so much work in, you know, building our community even more than what it is now, and, you know, we didn't want to lose that, you know. So it's been very important for us to, you know, kind of, because even our e-board right now, we're still meeting every week and being like, all right, hey, what is, you know, something we could do, you know, for them that would be a lot of fun, you know, not only for them but also for us. So it is very important to us that we continue to do things,
yeah,
and sure, different events
for sure. So hopefully, you know, we get back to school this coming semester, because, you know, everyone wants to go back to their regular club meetings and their regular, you know, regular scheduled programs.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't want to talk too much about it. It's everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
You really, this is not about coronavirus. This is about TCNJ Lions Gaming. But so then I guess a more personal question, just what got you interested in video games in the first place? So
I first got, all right, so this is somewhat of a loaded question, because okay, there's different levels of gaming, I guess, for me, where it was like, okay, I first got into it when I was, I think I was 6 years old. And I hung out with my cousin a lot when I was little. He's 4 years older than me.
Okay.
And he had gotten a Game Boy for his birthday, and he didn't really do anything with gaming and whatnot beforehand. But once he got that, you know, I hung out with him a lot and kind of would be looking over his shoulder, you know, when he played games.
Yeah.
So that kind of got me interested. And then a little while later, I got a Game Boy Advanced, you know, and got Super Mario Bros. And you know, Pokemon and whatnot for that. So that was kind of where it started. Yeah. But I learned more about like competitive gaming in high school when I played Smash a lot with my one friend, and he had found out about a Smash tournament that was going on in New Jersey in Somerset. So we went out to that. That was kind of my first experience with competitive gaming, at least. And I just fell in love with it. I was like, this is so much fun. You know, I didn't know that people were, this, you know, that into gaming. So that was kind of like my first real experience with like, wow, there's a whole community, you know, behind gaming I had no idea about.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've just been very, very into a lot of different competitive scenes and also, you know, the casual scenes and even speedrunning games. Like I've started getting into that recently too. So that was kind of where it all started for me and has just grown since then.
Yeah. I just ask because I know a lot of people who are like, you know, incredibly into video games or gaming, even competitively or anything. It always like, and starts when they're really young, when they first get their, you know, Game Boy or something. So I just, you know, it'd be a fun question to ask. So
yeah,
definitely. But, and then on a similar topic, what's your favorite game of all time?
My favorite game of all time would there's two. One is more of a visual novel, which is called Phoenix Wright.
Okay.
And that one's basically about this guy who's an attorney, and his first case, you know, he's solving a murder, and then like I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't played it, but then like, you know, something happens, and now, you know, he's like, oh, I have to solve this one now, and it just goes down this whole rabbit hole. And I think there's 9 games in the series now.
Oh, wow.
Where there's like Phoenix Wright, but then like a sequel to that was like this other guy named Apollo Justice, and that's like one of my favorite because I just like the twists and turns of that game. And it's a visual novel, and it makes you really like, you have to solve different things and kind of really look for details,
which
I find fun.
Yeah.
But the other one would have to be Shovel Knight.
Okay.
I really love Shovel Knight just because I love that like Metroidvania like style gameplay where it's like platforming and different rooms that you go into and whatnot. It's all 2D, and it was like, I love that game also because it was an indie game. So like it was an indie developer that did it, and it just got huge, and you know, was on the like on I think it was on the Wii U and the Nintendo Switch and also on PC and all these different platforms, and it was just such a good game. I love that game.
Cool. Yeah. Very interesting. I've actually heard of Phoenix Wright. I didn't know that much about it, but it's like, you know, I have very limited knowledge, and then you said Phoenix Wright, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know that one.
I highly recommend playing it if you get the chance. I think you can get the trilogy on Steam, actually, because that's also now on PC. So
nice.
I would definitely recommend doing it.
All right, great. So in a similar vein, or the totally opposite, do you have a least favorite game? I don't know if that's a thing for some
I don't think people. I have a least favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like I have a least favorite genre of games, I guess you could say, because I hate horror games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can get behind that.
Which was funny because one of our goals for the spring rally voting was if we get so many votes, the e-board will be playing a horror game.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And they're like, all right, well, who's going to play it? Like, who can stream it, you know, for, you know, after all this happened? Originally, what we were going to do was like, you know, everyone sitting on a couch, you know, and, you know, play it all together in one room. But because of the whole coronavirus thing, you know, we now have to do it all online through Discord and, you know, someone's streaming it. Yeah. So they're like, okay, well, who's going to stream it? And because I had the most experience with streaming on Twitch, they're like, oh, well, Sean will do it. And I'm like, nah, it's okay. You don't have to.
Don't worry about it, guys.
So they pushed for that, and then I had to play horror games, and it was a great time for everyone but me.
Again, just like the leg waxing thing.
Exactly. The things I do for this club is actually insane.
Yeah, I can totally understand the horror game thing. I don't like horror movies. I don't like anything horror or gory or anything, so I totally understand.
See, it's not the gore that gets me. Mm-hmm. It's just the horror part where it's like creepy or scary or weird. I'm just like, I don't like it.
Yeah, it just gives you like such a weird feeling. And then especially if you're alone now, if you're with, you know, the other e-board members or anything, it'd be totally different because you're with other people. But, you know, now you're alone.
Well, it was like when we played it, we were in like a voice call. So it wasn't like I was alone, but I was the one playing it to where I'm like, all right, I need to figure this stuff out. This sucks.
This sucks, yeah. Totally.
You know? Yeah. So that was a great time.
I mean, in retrospect, I guess. You're not playing it anymore, so.
Yeah, this is true. And, so. Yeah, I'm not playing it anymore, but definitely didn't like the game.
Yeah, I totally get that. So, unless you have anything else to say, those are basically all the questions I have for you. I was also going to say, if you wanted to plug anything, any social media, any events that are coming up, anything like that, you could also do that here too before we get off.
Yeah, sure. So the one thing I definitely want to plug is I really want to shout out our creative director, Jamie, because she has done a great job in, like, you know, handling all of our social media and all the stuff we do online. She's been doing a great job with that and, you know, kind of pushing for our team to get voted into the spring rally. You know, that she was really a huge driving force behind that. So shout out to her. And also Emily, which is our community director. She also has been doing, well, she's our community and events director. She's been doing a lot of really, really good work with, you know, coming up with different ideas, you know, for different events that we can do online. And obviously shout out also to our production committee and community committee and also helping out, you know, with all that stuff. But, you know, if you want to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, it's TCNJ Lions Gaming. We have meetings every week. Well, when we're in person, we meet every week. Yes. On Wednesdays from 2 to 4. And, you know, if you have any questions, you know, you can feel free to reach out to the Lions Gaming Twitter, or you can, message, myself if you feel like it, at the Scardone on Twitter, but definitely direct it towards Lions Gaming if you can. Yeah, I think that's really, really it. And also join our Discord because we have a lot of cool stuff going on in there too. So yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Great. So that was a very good conversation. I had a good time. Thank you again for coming onto the first episode of Club Talk. It was a great time. So yeah, that's all I got for today.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And, you know, can't wait to see, you know, who else is coming on to the Club Talk.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, thank you so much.